You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, some of you guys are still thinking, oh man, I got to do something for that person who got me a gift and I didn't get them something. What am I going to do? I don't know what they need. Or maybe you just want to do a year-end thank you. Or you want to just send something to somebody you care about. Somebody's been down in the dumps or they're sick or whatever else. I'm just telling you right now, all these things, Alabama Pecan Company can still help you out. Yeah, they did a lot of Christmas baskets. I mean, a ton of Christmas baskets at the Alabama Pecan Company, but it doesn't end there. Just because Christmas is already past us by a few days does not mean you can't still get something for somebody, have it shipped right to their house and make them smile and enjoy some pecans and other treats. The Alabama Pecan Company is great at that. Check them out on their website, Alabama Pecan Co. That's C-O, alabamapecanco.com. That's alabamapecanco.com. All right, so listen, breaking news right now, literally, I'm serious. Breaking news, just in the last hour, so I did that whole segment there where President Biden, you know, the COVID madness continues is what I called that part of the Triple Dipper. And I had the whole thing in there, too, about the fact that the Biden administration has claimed, not Biden administration, Biden himself, claimed yesterday in a, you know, one of his Zoom meetings, you know, which has become so the trend now, apparently. I mean, I thought that was purely a pandemic thing, but apparently it's still what they do quite often. I think it's become quite the rage. I don't know who owns Zoom, but they're making a lot of money. Anyway, all said and done, President Biden said yesterday himself, I played the audio for you, that there is no federal solution to the pandemic. It's going to be a states having to work it out. Really? We've got federal mandates. We got federal lawsuits. We got federal everything overreaching into our lives. And states are doing some things and locals too, yes. But the federal government is like in our business. And yet then he said there's no federal solution. Well, in the last hour, breaking news, it appears he's changing his tune. It's very likely somebody else running his Twitter account. I get it. But in the last hour, President Biden's Twitter account, after claiming there is no federal solution, comes back and boasts about his federal plan. Story on Fox News right now. And there it is. I'm looking at it. Biden tweeted on Tuesday that his administration was behind every governor across the U.S. as they combat the coronavirus pandemic. And he bragged about his federal plan to address the growing Omicron surge. That was the day after he said there is, quote, no federal solution to the COVID-19 pandemic. And he's in charge. And I think that probably one of the hardest jobs in this world is to be his press secretary right now. Jen Psaki, God bless her. Bless her heart. Because, you know, down here in Alabama, we can... Copper, have you learned that yet, by the way? Grab the mic, Cop.
Oh, yes.
Copper, you've learned bless your heart?
Yes, it can mean many things.
It can. And you're not insulting someone. You could say, that boy's dumb as a bag of hammers, bless his heart. Mm-hmm. As long as you put the bless his heart on the end. Like, have you used it yet? I mean, you're now a Southern lady, so have you used it yet?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay. So give me an example of when you've used bless their heart. Can you think of one?
Goodness. Maybe like drive-through lines or something. They mess up my order.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, yeah. That boy's got a face that could stop a truck. Bless his heart. Boy couldn't find his backside with both hands. Bless his heart. Okay. And by the way, you said goodness. That sounded pretty Southern too. You got the Southern accent coming off, Copper.
I try.
I think you do. I think yeah, absolutely. All right. Listen. We're going to move to number three in the Triple Dipper. All right, number three, the Triple Dipper, the culture wars. Now, when I say the culture wars, what am I talking about? It's everything. It's attacks on our very way of life. It's wokeness. It's deciding that the government knows better how to raise your kids. It's all of it. It becomes a culture war because you're literally, and by the way, this would be what they call asymmetric warfare. Now there's the military side of me. So a while ago, I was talking as Lawyer Phil. Earlier, I was talking as Senator Phil. Right now, Colonel Phil is giving you this. We are in asymmetric warfare. There is no front line. The fighting is going on at every side, all right? So Asymmetric warfare just basically means that you cannot see a front line. It is all about you. At any given time, there could be a sporadic engagement. So all said and done, let me give you an example. All right. Chris just texted me. Great point. I don't have this one printed out. He found it. He sent it to me. Article in June of this year from the Epoch Times. Quote, headline, with its power grid under pressure, California asked residents to avoid charging their electric vehicles. What? Are you hearing that? Let's take that in a variety of, there's like layers of culture war in there. First of all, the power grid's under pressure because of their woke policies. That's why. And then on top of that, they want everybody buying electric vehicles. Then they tell you not to charge them because it might affect the power grid. How about this? No. How about this? I want a gas-guzzling truck. Yes. Bless their heart. All right, so I think that's what I'm going to do, Copper. I think for this whole entire segment, every time I do a culture war piece, I'm going to say bless their heart at the end of it.
Excellent.
Just so our audience will know that I'm not mean-spirited, that I can say what I say, but it's all just a gracious statement of fact. Bless their heart. They don't know. They're just lost. Just bless their hearts. So the Epoch Times points out that Biden wants 50% of all vehicle sales to be electric by 2030. And yet in California, the wokest state in the nation, they're trying to get people to stop charging their vehicles because it was hurting the power grid. How's that going to work out for them? Bless their heart. All right, so here's what got me started on this culture war today. This one's going to make you mad, by the way. I'm just saying, this is going to make you mad. This one comes off of a website called The National Desk, all right? True story, though. Published December 17th, so we're just last, 11 days ago. In Spreckles, California. I don't know where Spreckles is, but it sounds like a liberal bastion. So this is an awful story. Here's the headline. I'll give it to you right now. The mom scolds a California school for allegedly coaching her 12-year-old to becoming trans. All right. You see where we're going here, right? But the story's worse than that. The story's worse than the idea that they've got a transgender club that this little girl was going to at 12 years old. It gets so much worse. Storyline, December 17th, off the National Desk, a parent tore into a California school board saying teachers had encouraged her child to become transgender in a speech that was caught on camera and shared online. Her name is Jessica Conan. She spoke at the Spreckles Union School District School Board meeting where she accused staff of indoctrinating her 12-year-old daughter at what was being called an equality club. This is also reported in the Epoch Times, where the story originally broke. And in leaked audio, I mean, by the way, I shared this with you a few weeks ago, maybe 10 days, 2 weeks ago, that a California Teachers Association, that's the teachers union, by the way, California Teachers Union conference, they had a section, and it was a Zoom conference or like a virtual conference, 2021 LGBTQ plus issues conference called Beyond the Binary, Identity and Imagining Possibilities. And in part of that conference, teachers were caught. They were recorded. The video got out. It was reported by this one teacher, Lori Caldera. She was a teacher, and she was at this school, and she was suggesting hiding from the parents if their children are attending these clubs. In her words, because we're not official, we have no club rosters, we keep no records, she said. In fact, sometimes we don't really want to keep the records because if parents get upset their kids are coming, we're like, yeah, I don't know, maybe they came. You know, we never want a kid to get in trouble for attending if their parents are upset. You hearing that? Let's step into that first. Culture wars are, we know best what's good for your child. And we're not going to tell you what's happening with your child because you don't deserve to know. You're just a parent. So near the end of the sixth grade year, and in the middle of the child's seventh grade year, Conan's child reportedly claims she was bisexual, 12 years old. So Jessica Conan says she was called to attend a meeting with her child, a teacher, and the principal of the school. And during the meeting, she says she was told, your child's trans fluid. She said, I sat across the table crying. And the teacher reportedly then accused Conan of not being emotionally supportive enough of her own child, and that she was being referred to with male pronouns and a new name that the mother had never heard before. And Conan told the Epoch Times the teacher was acting mean-spirited towards her And it said, it made me feel very small as a parent, but I didn't know what to do at the time. Later on, she came back to herself and she went back and spoke to the school board. And she told them, this is her comments. You took away my ability to parent my child. Even before I had any knowledge, I didn't even get to show support. You asked for support, but I didn't even get a chance to. And she went on to say, you changed her personal documentation. You changed her gender, her name, her email. She said, I authorized to be added to her attendance because I wanted to be supportive. But guess what? She's allergic to bees even. You changed her medical records. So how are you going to know to track her medical records if she gets stung by a bee? They downgraded me in front of my own child, she said, and allowed me to even begin questioning myself as a mother. She went on to say, you sat there and told me how my child was going to be, and then you wrapped your hands around her while I sat across the table and cried because you thought you could be there better than I, and I never got a chance, and she was scared to even say anything. That child is now in another school and doing quite well. Folks, that's a culture war. That's unconscionable. And that's exactly what does not need to be happening. That's why parents deserve the opportunity to be a part of their children's lives in every capacity. In fact, it's their responsibility to do so. I cannot imagine a school thinking they know the child's social life better than the parent and lying to the parent, or at least keeping things, because you can lie by omission, by the way. Lying by omission means withholding information to make sure that a truth does not get out. Well, we're going to go to a break right now. When I get back, though, I'm going to play you a clip. I'm going to play you a clip of one of those much-vaunted liberals, Nicole Hannah-Jones, the one who created the 1619 Project. She just flat-out said the outside, inside words is outside words. She just says parents don't need to know what's going on in the schools. They don't have a right to set the curriculum or do anything about it. She doesn't think so. That's my paraphrase, but I'll play you her clip in a minute. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. We're in a culture war, folks. Get your game face on. We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. And hey, let me give you some advice. As you're heading into the new year, you might want to close out this year and find out whether or not there's money you left on the table. Oh, got your attention. I know I did. I know I did. So here's the deal. My friends at eTaxBreaks.com, they are the best at what they do. So I know these folks. They get 23 years, probably pushing 24 years now of experience. I've worked with them before. eTaxBreaks.com, their whole mission in life is to find you money you didn't know you qualified for. Literally, it's for things you do that you think are common sense, the way you run your business, right? Where you put your business geographically. Did you keep your business open during the pandemic? Did you retain your employees through the pandemic? Have you hired a veteran? Did you, you know, any number of things. I'm just telling you, go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside, a special page just for our listeners, etaxbreaks.com/rightside, and they will square you away. They'll look at it. And by the way, they only get paid if they find you money. So there's no harm, no foul. They check you out. If by some stretch of the imagination they can't find you money, which I bet they can, then don't worry about it. But why would you leave money on the table if they can find it? etaxbreaks.com/rightside. You check them out. All right, so listen, Copper, you got clip five. You good to go on clip five? Hit me the highlight on the ready if you're ready. Yes, you are, because you're a Copper. Bless your heart. Okay, so, did I say that? Copper, that was not right. I retract that bless your heart because that's like...
Genuine.
I didn't do it on purpose. It just kind of came out. All right. So, you started to say something and then you backed out of the microphone. What did you just say, Copper?
You meant it genuinely, huh?
Oh, I meant it genuinely. Yes, I did. Bless your heart in the truest sense. There you go. Okay.
Okay. There we go.
All right. Thanks. So listen, clip five is 1619 Project Director Nicole Hannah-Jones. If you're not familiar, 1619 Project. It's the attempt by liberals to rewrite U.S. history by claiming that slaves were brought over to this continent in the year 1619. Therefore, that is the founding of our nation. Therefore, our nation was founded on slavery. What a jackleg attempt to stretch the facts. All right, our nation was founded when the Declaration of Independence was signed. And there were a number of things that preceded that moment, but nonetheless, the true Declaration of Independence, where we moved away from colonization and into independence, was 1776, and that's all there is to it. However, the 1619 Project is headed up by a liberal bar none, bless her heart, named Nicole Hannah Jones. That's a hyphenated name. Hannah Jones. I'm saying enough. Copper, go ahead and play clip five.
And I don't really understand this idea that parents should decide what's being taught. I'm not a professional educator. I don't have a degree in social studies or science. We send our children to school because we want them to be taught by people who have expertise in the subject area. And that is not my job. When the governor or the candidate said that he didn't think parents should be deciding what's being taught in school, he was panned for that. But that's just the fact. This is why we send our children to school and don't homeschool, because these are the professional educators who have the expertise to teach social studies, to teach history, to teach science.
Yeah. She doesn't have a degree in social studies or science, but she can rewrite history, and she doesn't think parents should have a say in this. That's nuts. Well, I got more of this. And by the way, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, I'll take those calls. 866-494-9866. Coming back from the break, I am neck deep in the culture wars. Asymmetric warfare, my friends. It's at every turn. That's okay. That just means they can't get away. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, and live online, by the way, at rightsideradio.org. Check out that website. We got all kinds of stuff on there you might want to know. And I also got the ads for our team members. So if you're one of our advertisers, we're going to put your link up on the website. And so if you hear about Otter Creek Farm, or you hear about Just Love Coffee, or any of the others, you can go to the website. You'll see a listing of our team members on there, and you click on them, you'll go right to their websites, because we love to promote who they are, because they are supporters of who we are. Speaking of which, Just Love Coffee Cafe. 4:36 p.m. Some of you guys are already in go-home mode. I mean, you've got like car keys, briefcases, grabbed your lunch pail, and you're headed for the door 4:36 p.m. thinking, hey, I got to get a bite to eat on the way home. Or, hey, tomorrow morning when I'm coming in, I'm eating on the way in, because I heard them talking about Just Love Coffee Cafe. Let me just tell you something. They do have all of the best roasts of coffee. You can get the beans whole. You can have them grind them for you there. You can take them home. You can do it yourself if you want to, but they will make you a great cup of coffee there. And they also have, of course, all of those cappuccinos and macchiatos and lattes and espressos. Yeah, they got the good stuff, man. But on top of that, they got a menu, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can get an omelet called a womlet, they call it, because it's cooked in a waffle iron. You can get, and it's a crazy cool omelet, by the way. It's even got tater tots in the omelet. That's like comfort food, bar none. And then they've got wraps and salads and sandwiches, and I'm just telling you, get a bite to eat on the way home. Order it before you get there and pick it up. Or just come by in the morning and grab some waffles. The berry waffle in the morning with a cup of coffee might go just nice before you hit to the office. Just Love Coffee Cafe. They have two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Hughes Road, Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Copper, did you have a question? Was a caller calling in with a question a moment ago? What was that came up on the board a moment ago?
Oh, yes. He was bringing up why COVID mandates don't violate HIPAA law.
Well, because I don't know. It's a great question that I have never been able to answer fully because, the reality is, thank you to that caller. Literally, in this particular situation, you've got HIPAA laws in place that prevent the unnecessary or unlawful disclosure of someone's personal medical information, among other things. And yet, now they're mandating to know your medical status. And I cannot figure out why that's not part of the law. Now, the lawsuits are largely based upon constitutional issues, and there are going to be grounds upon which a court of law or in this case, perhaps a government with the right to do so under emergency proclamations may be able to get around HIPAA by saying this constitutes an emergency or this constitutes a court order. So there are exceptions, but usually they're also governed by strict confidence. Like, for instance, in some of the litigation that I've been involved in, we have HIPAA orders that say, yes, you can know this stuff, but you have a non-disclosure you're bound to, a gag order, if you will. It's amazing to me that they're getting away with this right now. All right, so we are, by the way, that would just be part of the culture wars. So we are, by the way, in this culture wars segment of the Triple Dipper. Let me just point out to you again, I said this is asymmetric warfare, right? Chesty Puller. All right, every Marine in my audience just sat up straighter because I said the name of the much vaunted and hallowed Lieutenant General Lewis Burwell Chesty Puller, one of the most famous Marines, famous fighting men in the history of our nation. Chesty Puller. Go look up Chesty Puller, by the way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, because I'm just saying you gain testosterone just by reading his bio. But I said this was asymmetric warfare, right? Asymmetric warfare in the culture wars because they're all around us. Well, Chesty Puller said this. He said, quote, they're on our right, they're on our left, they're in front of us, they're behind us. They can't get away from us this time. That's what he's saying. Asymmetric warfare means they are all around you. Well, by God, we got the upper hand because we do have the Constitution and we do have far more resilience, I think, than most liberals who you know, just don't get it. Bless their hearts. Here's one for you. I got a stack of these. I'm not sure I can get all of them, but this blew my mind. I mean, so in the culture wars, this story came off of a site called the Western Journal. I found this one by happenstance as I was doing my resourcing at 5:30 this morning. Headline, dated today. Here's a headline for you. Wildly racist Minnesota school board. How's that for a leadoff? Wildly racist Minnesota school board just approved an unthinkable plan for white teachers. What? Yes. So what happened is this. If you are a teacher in the Mankato School Board's purview in Minnesota, they just voted to pay all non-white teachers additional stipends based upon the color of their skin. In other words, you will get a higher salary if you are a Black or Native American teacher. That's it. And they don't justify it by anything else except for privilege. In other words, it says right here in the article, you don't have to earn the raise for going the extra mile to help students or for actually doing anything at all. The pay raise is based simply upon the accident of you being born with a certain skin color and nothing else, forgetting the fact that nobody gets to determine the color of the skin that they're born with. Board member Aaron Roberts defended the policy by saying, it's not a form of segregation, bless her heart. And Vice Chair Kenneth Reed joined Roberts in defending the vote by saying, it creates global citizens at the end of the day. Shut up! I'm not even going to give him a bless your heart, Kenneth Reed. It creates global citizens. You're a local school board. How about you teach kids? That's what your job is. Select the curriculum, balance the budgets, do the things that are necessary to run a school system. You're not there to create global citizens at the end of the day. Give me back your man card, Kenneth Reed. That's disgusting. That did get me mad. Oh, I mean, I'm going to the phones right now. It's a good thing it's my buddy Jeff from Indiana because I'm all fired up. Hey, Jeff, line four, Phil Williams. How you doing today, buddy?
Doing pretty good, Phil. Did you have a good Christmas?
I did. How about y'all?
Not so much. This is one of those years where I'm looking forward to next year.
Well, you been on the road much? You still driving a lot?
Oh, yeah. We're driving today anyway. Tomorrow we're off and then work Thursday, and that's going to be it for the year.
Well, that's it for the year, but then the next year is going to be full, and you're part of our supply chain fix, Jeff, so we need you.
Oh, yeah. But what I was wanting to talk about is if I hear anyone say that they're following science again, I think I'm just going to puke or whatever. Science, apparently, if they're following science, apparently science must need a GPS because it's got to be lost.
You saw the science today with the CDC changing its stance and saying that healthcare workers, even if they're testing positive but they're asymptomatic, they can go back to work now. No quarantine. Do you see that?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, what I don't understand is, you know, they say that the non-vaccinated people don't want to be around the vaccinated people. And I wish you could get an apolitical virologist on your show to answer some of these questions, because everything else is all these political virologists like Fauci and stuff. Is just they don't have a clue what's going on or won't tell you what's going on. And right. I'd much rather go to a party with a bunch of people who have survived COVID without the shot than I would be around a bunch of people who's had their third booster that's never had COVID. Because I think they're much more contagious than what the people who had already had COVID would be.
Well, and I'll tell you, too, you know, someone made a point here in my office earlier this morning, and they said, you know, my child got the measles vaccination, which means they can typically be in a room full of kids with measles and not get it because it's a preventative vaccine. Apparently, these vaccines we're using now for COVID, it's like taking an aspirin or a cough drop. That's about all the good you're getting out of it because you can be vaccinated and still get sick left and right. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't give you the T cells and everything to fight off the virus. Well, I've had the virus, and I'm not afraid of it one bit right now. I mean, because it doesn't affect me very much, and so I wouldn't be, why would I be around people who's already been vaccinated and everything? I'd be more afraid of getting it from them than they should be from getting it from me.
Yeah, good point. It's part of the culture war we're in right now, man. I think they're so used to being able to tell us what to do over the past 18 months that they don't know how to let go of it. But, well, listen, Jeff, I hope your week goes better, brother, and have a great end to your year. You be safe on the road, okay?
Oh well, thank you. Well, tomorrow's not going to be a good day anyway. I'm due for my scheduled colonoscopy, so it's going to be a fun day.
Oh my gosh. All right, well then, I'll give you an extra bless your heart on that one then. All right, so Jeff, you take care, brother. That's Jeff from Indiana, one of our out-of-state listeners and regular callers, and always has great input. So listen, let me put a few more pieces out there in this culture war, and I'll take them in different angles. A moment ago, I told you that in one school board, they decided that if you're a black teacher, you get paid more than a white teacher, and they think they can get away with that. Good luck. On top of that, though, you got a story right here off the New York Post. I'm looking at this thinking, what in God's name? New York Post, dated December 25th, just this weekend, Christmas Day. It turns out that Harvard and other Ivy League schools have decided to get away from standardized tests as part of their admissions policy. Oh, that's good. Let's see if we can just take everybody in. How are we going to figure it out? Well, I guess it'll be based upon how much their families gave to the school. I don't know. What's the criteria? They say that, for three generations, it points out in this article in the New York Post, it was realistic for these, for smart kids to think that regardless of their background or their resources, if they did well on their ACT or their SAT, they could get into a highfalutin school. They could get a good degree program, a diploma on the wall that meant something to them. Well, Harvard, it says here, is de-emphasizing those test scores. The SAT won't matter much for admissions anymore at Harvard. Harvard will choose their students in what they're calling a holistic fashion. They're going to look at all kinds of things like essays and grades, and then it says in the article, probably tongue-in-cheek, but it says, and how many buildings the parents might endow. Well, so it goes on to say here, they quote a guy, a blogger, I don't know who he is, his name's Freddie DeBoer, but he's a blogger who says, quote, now it's in their best interest to have even more leeway to select the bumbling doofus children of the affluent, and you're applauding them for it in the name of equity. That's brilliant. That's what's happening. Harvard is lowering the standards, claiming that they're going to have a more equitable approach. What they're really going to do is remove the standard, thereby giving them the opportunity for bias. Think about it. If you remove the standard, anything can happen. And that's the deal. Keep in mind, Harvard may be a private institution, but they soak up a ton of taxpayer money. They get tons of federally backed student loans. They get tons of subsidies. They get financial aid. They get GI Bill. And they're going to go ahead and say, we don't have any standards. We just take them on a holistic approach. Certainly nothing wrong with that. How could it go wrong? Well, because you don't have standards. Bless your heart. Well, Copper, take us to a break. We will come back, and I'm going to finish up with a clip from Vice President Kamala Harris that just clearly indicates that the culture wars are all around us, even to the extent that the Vice President believes that the greatest national security interest is our own democracy. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Live also online at rightsideradio.org, where you can also find podcasts of the show. So we download those suckers every single day, and they are uploaded for you in podcast form. You can find those on the website or on your on every single one of the general podcasting apps or sites that you go to. And we are at we're almost at 19,000 downloads right now for the year, actually for the 6 months we've been on the air. And I don't know what a lot feels like, but that feels like a lot, and I appreciate it. It's because of this audience. It's because of these right side ruffians we have out here who call in to talk, who listen every single day, who have decided that, you know, not on my watch. Not on my watch. And that's the attitude we have to maintain. And if this show does anything going into 2022, I hope that we are empowering and enlightening and educating and entertaining you, so that when you have those water cooler conversations, you can say, man, I heard something on Right Side Radio. Let me tell you what I heard. Or here's how I respond to that. Or bless your heart. You can just say bless your heart. And that'll be fine. Copper, we got just a minute or two left here. So let me get clip six and highlight that if you're ready for it. I'm going to end the culture wars with our very own vice president, Kamala Harris. I'm really not sure what she does for a living right now, but all that to say, bless her heart, because she was asked just recently in an interview with Margaret Brennan, who I think is with CNN, I'm not positive. She was asked about national security. Her response, she's more concerned that national security is impacted by our own democracy. Oh, and by the way, climate change. Hit clip six.
What do you see as the biggest national security challenge confronting the U.S.? What is the thing that worries you and keeps you up at night?
Frankly, one of them is our democracy. There is, I think, no question in the minds of people who are foreign policy experts that the year 2021 is not the year 2000. You know, I think there's so much about foreign and domestic policy that, for example, was guided and prioritized based on September 11th, 2001, and we are embarking on a new era where the threats to our nation take many forms, including the threat of autocracies taking over and having outsized influence around the world. And so I go back to our point about the need to fight for the integrity of our democracy. In addition, it is obviously about what we need to do on the climate crisis.
There are 100,000 okay. Russian troops on the border.
Stop it. Stop it. You heard the question was being followed up. There's 100,000 U.S. or Russian troops on the Ukrainian border. But she's worried about our democracy being one of the greatest threats to our national security. Our own democracy, that's our vice president. Folks, in the culture wars, that's what we're dealing with. In the culture wars, the other side doesn't respect our Constitution. They don't respect our personal liberties and our rights, or even that matter, our own opinions. They got their own notions. And it's asymmetric warfare because they are all around us in every front. And like Chesty Puller said, that just makes our job a whole lot easier. All right, folks. What a great day. It's so good to be back with you. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Right now, you got the great one, Mark Levin, coming up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great night.